ברשות מורה ורבותיי ודפה בשילוף השם, today we prepare ourselves for the הילולה of רבי שמעון בר יוחאי. And one of the reason why we do the הילולה of רבי שמעון בר יוחאי and why everywhere people are happy, people are doing a hilula, there is no tachanun, because Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai alav shalom, he show us a way to how to serve Hashem, to serve Hashem b'mesirut nefesh. I would like just to mention what one of the stories that we know about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. One day, there was a man. One day, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was studying Torah with his student, and then there is a man who came to visit Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. A man that one day was a student by him, and he become rich, and he came with a lot of people with him. And he said to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, I came to give you a donation. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, here we don't need donation. Here we don't need nothing. We have what we have what we need. Thank you very much. So he left. The students, they came to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and they said to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi, we don't want to be rich. We don't want to be a millionaire. All what we want is that we will have something, a minimum, few dollars. We don't want billions. We only want money to buy food for Shabbat. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, okay, you want money? I'll give you money. Tomorrow I meet you in that Makom Ploni, in this place in the desert. And bring with you suitcase, bring with you all kind of bags, because I'm going to make you very, very, very rich. You listen? And they went with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai the next day. They came with 10, 20 bags, 30 bags. And they said to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, what you going to do? He said, you will see. And the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai started to pray. He said, Ribbono shel Olam, this is my student. They want money. You Hashem, give them what they want. Give them what they need. And he talked to the ground. He said, Bika, Bika. Bika is c'est la plaine. Vous savez ce qu'est une plaine? Bika, Bika. Une plante, you know, plant. What? He says, Bika, Bika, transform, change yourself. Instead of stones, you become diamond, gold, money. Instead of sand, become food. But people didn't want food. They saw diamond, they saw money. They started to fill, full up the bags, da 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 da. After 1 hour, they had nowhere to put more. They put in their pocket, they put in their head, They put under their tongue, everywhere. Wherever they can hide a diamond, they put it. Then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told them, well, now that you took whatever you want, you should know one thing. All what you took, this is not even 1% of the reward that Hashem keep for you in the Shamayim. Huh? When they listen to that, they say to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, well, what do you mean? He said, no, nothing. You took from your reward 1%. So they said, that means that the value of the Torah is so high. He said, yes. The value of the Torah is so high. You cannot imagine what it is, the Torah. So they left everything there. And they said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I want to go. We don't want to take nothing with us. My friend, this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, all his life, it was like Torah. He couldn't understand people who work. He couldn't understand people. Because for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you just sit and learn Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide you your parnasa. You can't understand, of course, no one can do like he did. The Gemara said that one day Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he had a discussion with Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, a man should hide himself in the yeshiva and sit and learn Torah. And Rabbi Ishmael said, no, it's impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to work, and to study Torah, and to work, because even to do mitzvot, how can you do mitzvot if you don't work? So we need to work. You have to do both of them. So there were people that they did like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that they sit all day in the yeshiva to study Torah, but they didn't succeed. I mean, they had no success. After they become poor, after they become depressed. Why? Because not everyone is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But people did like Rabbi Ishmael, and they become big tzaddikim. They went, they work, and they went to the Beit HaMidrash, and they studied Torah, and they became big tzaddikim. I mean, not everyone can do what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did and succeed. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did. This is what I wanted to tell you, David. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Av HaShalom is, if after more than 1,700 years, if we still were talking about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that means because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was very special, because he was living in a generation of the Romans, and the Roman Empire. And that moment, you know, the Romans, they were la mode started. You understand? It's like today, the French mode. And at the time, the French mode of Rome started. The people that were behind the mode of Rome. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Alav HaShalom, all his life, it was always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was a really... When the Gemara said, a lot of people did what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did, and they had no success. Because it's impossible to do what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did. It's impossible. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Alav HaShalom, he said about himself, he said, if I want, I can bring back if there is bad judgment about the world, I can cancel it. That was the zichut of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's why we do the Seuda and big Hilula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I would like to tell you a story. When my sister, when she was 6 years old, she the professor, he hit her with in her head, And she was shocked and she was paralyzed. She was paralyzed for 3 years. My father, Alav Shalom, every year he do the Hilula for Bishon Vayachai. One day my father, he was sitting after the Hilula, and my sister, she came to my father. You know, she not walking, but she was pushing herself on the floor. You understand? And she came to my father and she told him, "Papa, I'm talking about my older sister. I remember this story." She told him, "Papa, you have been praying to people with the Zechut of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And people were saying stories about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What about me? Can't Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai do something for me? Can't Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai give me a bracha so I can walk. I am a baby. I'm going to be paralyzed all my life." My father and my mother, they started to cry. I remember that story, David. I was there. I was in that story. It's not a story that they told me. It's a story that it happened in my house, in Morocco. It happened about 50 years ago. No, 54 years ago. At the time, I was 5 years old. My sister, excuse me, she was about 9. And then, in the middle of the night, we heard my sister, she was screaming. And we woke up. We saw my sister walking in the room. My father told her, "Dina, what happened?" She said, "Papa, I felt somebody was doing a massage in my leg. And here I am, I'm walking." My father said, "This is the zechut of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You said before, why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai didn't do nothing for you? Look, he did something for you. This is the Kedusha. How Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai become what he become? Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Alav Shalom, he did what no one can do. What no one can do, that's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did. The Arizal said about Moshe Rabbeinu, "Alita la marom shavita shevi." Do you know this pasuk? "Alita la marom," it's a pasuk in the Tehillim. When Moshe Rabbeinu, he went to the Shamaim. "Alita la marom," when you went to the Shamaim, "shavita shevi." Shevi is the Rashi Tevot, Shimon ben Yochai. Shevi, Shimon, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Shamaim, and when he was studying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw the neshama of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and he talked with him this neshama. So my question is, what's special in the neshama of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that Moshe Rabbeinu talked? I mean, there were a lot of big neshama of Yeremiah, of Ishaya, Hanavi, Neshama of Shmuel Hanavi, the Neshamot, there is a lot of Neshamot. What Moshe Rabbeinu so special and the Neshama of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, so he took it with him as a Shevi. When Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Shamayim to study Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw the Neshama of Shimon Bar Yochai and he took it. Why? Do you have an answer? You know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, when he was in the Shamayim, he studied Torah with Hashem. And Hashem teach him the whole Torah that every Jew is going to learn. Even you, if you had all the Torah that you did study all your life, Hashem, he teach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Moshe Rabbeinu, here's the Torah of David Pinto, here's the Torah of this rabbi, here's the Torah of the, and here's the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. When Moshe Rabbeinu, he heard the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he said, this man is going to be my chavruta. He took the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shavita Shivi. Shimon Bar Yochai. Hayta la marom Shavita Shivi. This is my chavruta. This is my friend. This man is going to deliver all the secret of the Torah. The Gemara said, it said in the Zohar, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, only with the zichut of the Zohar, Mashiach will come. Only with the zichut of the Zohar, Mashiach will come. How much is the, how strong is the limud of the Zohar? How strong is the limud of the Kabbalah? All kind of limud of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Because all the limud of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it's secret of the Torah. You see, and what it's very important that you should know, the parasha of this week, Emor, there is the parasha of Sefirat HaOmer, yes? So the parasha of this week, it said, Usfartem lachem imachot haShabbat, that we have to count, okay? Yeah. We have to count 50 days for till Shavuot. That means for Matan Torah. And what it's incredible is that when it said in the Torah this, and Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you, and shall reap the harvest. Yes? And then bring the sheaf to the fruit, the first fruit, to the Kohen. This is the Omer. And then the Kohen will accept that from you. You know, that means first, la récolte. You have to reap the harvest. You have to reap the harvest. And bring a sheaf of this first fruit to the Kohen. And then you start counting 50 days. You start counting 50 days till Shavuot. You know, there is a lot of rabbis. One of the rabbis, Rav Tzedakah, he asked a question. I mean, why we have to do this? Why we have to bring this Omer, this, where we have to go to the field and to... And there you reap the harvest, and you do it as a sheaf and bring it to the priest, and then the priest is gonna wave it, and then it's gonna and then it's gonna cook it, and then we will start counting days, 50 days to Shavuot. Why we need all that? Why Hashem doesn't say, hey, and the sixth day. Six of Sivan is Shavuot. Six of Sivan, Mikael Kodesh. No, you have to count. No, you have to bring the Omer. Why all this? You have an answer?
No.
It's a good question, yes or no? Okay, so we have to count? To get ready for Matan Torah. But why we have to bring the Omer? Why we have to bring why we have to reap the harvest? Why? Why? And I have to bring it to the Kohen, and then the Kohen is going to wave it. And we have to do it after the Shabbat. Why after Shabbat? Why? This is the question. You know what it is what I was thinking? I was thinking is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to tell the Bnei Israel, I'm going to give you the Torah. What it is the reason why the Jews left Egypt? To give them the Torah. They were slaves in Pharaoh. They were their big slaves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, well, I'm going to make you free. You're going to be my people. I'm going to give you Eretz Israel. I'm going to give you everything. But you have to respect Torah and Mitzvot. You have to respect Torah and Mitzvot. I want you to count 50 days. As you said, prepare yourself to receive the Torah. You have to respect Torah and Mitzvot. But the question is, what about Parnassa? Okay? What about Parnassa? If we have to take care of, to keep Torah Mitzvot, what about Parnassa? How are we going to live? That's why Hashem said, hey, before I give you the Torah, I want you to prepare yourself. Prepare because I'm going to give you Eretz Israel. And Eretz Israel is everything there. You have everything there. You just, what you need is have emuna on me. Have faith on me. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Bnei Israel, when you go to Eretz Israel, the first thing you do when you enter Eretz Israel, you have to, don't forget. You have to go to the field. Go to the field. And then, when you go to the field, what you should do there, reap the harvest. Because the first tivua, the first harvest, the first recold that the land gives you, this bring it to Aresis, to the Beit HaMikdash. This bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. By doing that, this is a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the Bnei Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach the Bnei Israel, you must have emunah on me. You must know that I give that only with the zechut of the Torah, I'm going to give you this harvest. You understand? Only with the zechut of the Torah. Because, I mean, people are excited. People, they count hours, they count days, you know, to make business. Hashem said, hey, first, I want you to count hours, days, when I'm going to give you the Torah. Because people, they always go under, you know, according to their watch. Oh, there, time is money, time. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, well, I want time for tefillah. I want time for tzedakah. I want you to count time for studying Torah. Anyway, the parnasa, I promise you, I give you the parnasa. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the first recall, the first harvest, ship it. And bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. By doing that, you prove me that you love me. That it's not your Ika. It's not the important. That it's not the Tachlit for you. The Tachlit, the Ika for you is the Torah. Counting for the Torah. That's what Hashem asked the Bnei Israel. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Bnei Israel, please, do me a favor. The first record, the first harvest, bring it, ship it, bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. And then start counting for Hashem. Start counting when you're going to receive the Torah. I think this parasha is to teach us how much we must have emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That way this parasha, it's a parasha of Shabbat, Mo'adim. We have too much Hagim. Too much holidays. And too much Shabbat. Nearly 53 Shabbatot in the year. I mean, 56 Shabbat that we don't work, and the Chagim we don't work. I mean, what about the Parnassa? A lot of days where it's holidays, we're not allowed to work. I mean, what about the Parnassa? The Parnassa, Hashem said, the Parnassa, if you give the importance of the Torah, if you count hours, you count days, when you're going to study, when you're going to learn Torah, when you're going to go to pray, you will have the Parnassa. But don't do the contrary. Now we understand the connection with this parasha and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, alav shalom. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, alav shalom, all his life was Torah. That's why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, alav shalom, up to now, we try to remember all what he did, so at least we will do something. Now, we understand the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, וקצרתם את קצירה והבאתם את עומר, את התנופה לשם, ואחר כך, and then, the Torah talk about the, to count 50 days, then it's Shavuot. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to say to the Bnei Israel that they cannot, when they enter Eretz Israel, they cannot have food. Even to start to do the recolt, to start to do the kitzira only with the zechut of the Torah. All what the land can give you, the first fruit that the land give you, you will not have them. Only with the zechut of the Torah. That's why, by starting counting now, that will give you the zechut to receive food or what you have with the zechut of the Torah. Can you imagine that? Just imagine when the Jews enter Eretz Israel after 40 years that they were in the desert, the first mitzvah is to take the first tebuah, to make a sheep of first fruit, la récolte, to bring it to the Kohen. He's going to wave, he's going to sacrifice it to Hashem. And then we start counting 50 days after Pesach. This is the Omer. After Pesach, one day after Pesach, we start counting days, 50 days. We have to show Hashem we're excited to receive the Torah. We have to show Hashem Torah is before the food. What the land give me now, I bring it to Hashem. And Hashem answer me, ah, you want more? You want more food? More than that? You have bracha? You will get it only with the zechut of the Torah. That's why we bring the Omer only around Shavuot, 50 days before Shavuot, to teach you that the food come only because of the Torah. When you prepare yourself to receive the Torah by counting days, we have the permission to take a little bit of heaven. This kitzira, it starts only because we're going to start to count for the Omer. Here, the Pasuk. And Hashem spoke to Moshe, speaking to the children of Israel, and tell them, when you come to the land which I give you, and shall reap the harvest, then you shall bring the sheaf of the first fruit of the harvest into the hand of the priest. And the priest, he will do something else. Then you can have to start counting days. Incredible. Incredible. It's incredible. That means we are not allowed. That means that we can get our parnasa or what we want for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can get whatever we want for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. only if we respect this condition. We have to show Hashem how much we have bitachon on Him. Bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like a Bishma Vayachai. He had this big bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to grieve this grot, this me'ara, where he hid himself for 13 years with no food, with nothing, with hope. Bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Torah said, Mimacharat HaShabbat. What the minute you start counting after Shabbat? That means, why the Torah said Shabbat? The Torah knows that most of the year, it's holidays. A lot of Shabbatot, a lot of Chagim, a lot of holidays, Pesach, Sukkot, Hoshana, Kippur, Hanukkah, Purim, Tu Bishvat. I mean, too many days. I mean, can you imagine all those days I have to close my business? What about Parnassa? How am I going to live? So Hashem said, no, Habitachon. Look now, this field, your field, the first kitzera, the first fruit that you take, this first fruit, this is only the beginning. You will have more. When a condition, start counting days for the Torah. With the zechot of the Torah, you will have whatever you want. So, Be'at Hashem, a lot of to learn from this. God bless you. Bracha v'atzlacha. Thank you.